I wanted to share a story today. About this friend I have. I've been playing with myself for about half an hour. So I don't know how long I'm going to last. It's been a while since I last had an orgasm, so I'm really, really, really desperate at the minute. Anyway, this story I have is a story, it's like story time. It's about this friend I have. I feel like we've been friends for a while. I think we met during the the first lockdown it was. We spoke a lot on the phone. Yeah, we were really good friends. We got on together, we made each other laugh and stuff. But we did something quite unusual that probably most friends don't do together. we liked to masturbate together. We liked watching each other and listening to each other and making each other feel good, but never ever touching the other. We only touched ourselves, because that was quite pleasant in itself. Anyway. So yeah, it was a little unusual. We don't do it as much because, well, we're really busy and we don't speak as much as we used to. But yeah. So this story time. I think it was last week or the week before. I decided to go over to his house. My friend's house. And I had it. It's like a joke. It was something I saw on a video. I asked if he could wipe his face, which it sounds a little weird, I guess, anyway, asking someone to wipe their face. He was obviously a bit confused and cautious. So he said, why do you want me to wipe my face? I just said, please, please, please do it. So he wiped his face for me. And then I said, thanks. I have to keep my seat clean for later. And he thought it was terrible, but I was pretty proud of myself. So, yeah. So I stayed around for a while. We just talked. caught up because, like I said, we hadn't seen each other in a while. Yeah, we just hung out. I liked sitting in his lap because we were quite affectionate friends. We liked making each other feel good, but always remaining friends because we were good friends. I remember sometimes he would tell me how to touch myself. How many fingers I should use to fuck myself. And no matter how many he told me to use, how hard he told me to do it, how slow, I knew it would never feel as good as this cock would feel. I always said he should be the first one to fuck me. After all, he was the one I thought about when I fucked myself. Even when we weren't together, when I did it at home, I always thought about him. And his cock. Oh, how amazing it would feel. All that nice gooey wetness dripping from the innocent tightness of my little holes. Never touched, never used, but I wish he did. I wish someone would use my holes. I'm so desperate for it. I just want to be fucked. That's all I want. I want to know how it feels. And I know I've spoken about this before, but I just really, really want to know how a cock feels inside my little pussy. How it feels stretching it out. Using it, taking all of its innocence and wetness, filling me up with its own sort of wetness, its own cream and yummy goodness. I so wish he would fuck me. I'd beg for it if I could. And get down on my knees and beg and plead him to fuck me. Because I just know that his cock would feel so good. Oh. Anyway. I better carry on with the story. So I sat in his lap.
And I had these like these hot pants on. they were just PJ shorts, but still.
Okay. where was I? I was sat in his lap. And I had these hot pants on, yeah, that's right. They were these, like, hot pants. PJ shorts. No panties, just these white cotton PJ shorts. And they, like a little white vest top thing, strappy and stuff. I was in comfy clothes. So, there my friend had these thick pale thighs just splayed out in front of. Slightly parted, because I think even if I didn't do that, you could tell how warm I was, how I had this subtle redness of like heat over my thighs, over the inner curves of my thighs, and how it all seemed to point to what needed touching the most. We had never overstepped the touching each other boundary, if that's what you can call it. Yeah, we only ever touched each other ourselves. So this was different. This was completely different to what we had done. This was completely different to what we had done, and obviously with me being shy, it was a big thing for me to sit in someone's lap. Subtle grinds and wriggles on my little hips. I was so desperate, and I still am. I'm still so desperate. I was just so desperate for his touch, and so needy, and I just crave cock all of the time. It's constant. I just really want to be fucked. I wonder how it feels to be fucked. With every inch forcing itself into me, stretching me out further and further, all of my wetness coating every possible side of his cock, every mark, every detail.
every edge of the hardness scraping against my walls, milking me and filling up my little pussy with cream. Oh, but it feels amazing. Every time I guided my friend's hand down for more and closer to my pussy, he slapped my thighs. And it hurt, it stung sometimes, but it felt nice. Every slap and every spank he forced onto me just made me rock harder down against him, against his cock. I could feel it as well, growing every time I moved to top of it, wanting the same thing I did, wanting to be inside of me. He didn't fuck me that night, but every night since then I think about it, and I think about going over and seeing him. And getting onto my knees and begging him to just fuck me already. He wants it, I want it, I just need to be fucked. So, I sat on his lap, and he stroked my thighs, up and down. And I couldn't take it anymore. I started to beg him and cry, please, please, please. I thought the booking and arching of my hips was enough to show him what I was begging about, but he liked to tease and taunt me and make fun of me. Because that's what friends do. He asked, please what? I said, please, Daddy. Oh, please, Daddy. Enough for him to let me have my pleasure. Oh, he he began to fuck me with his fingers. It was one star. And he added another one as time went by. It makes me think. I just think about how I'm the only one who's ever fingered myself, who's ever fucked myself. And there he was, touching where I needed him the most. Rubbing all over the messiness of my needy, gooey folds, all over my little pussy. His fingers circled over my clit and my hips. This weird spasm thing. And I found myself moving in for more. Absolutely loving the way his fingers felt inside of me. Sliding in and out. And my hips meeting his thrusts. My thighs spread and flushed from all the smacks. There it was. Fucking myself onto his fingers. I moaned out for him, moaning his name, moaning daddy. Daddy. Please, daddy. Daddy. I've never called him daddy before, but I think he liked it. Every time his fingers shoved themselves inside of me, all of this wetness just came squirting out and making a mess all over his legs, all over my legs, and I don't think I thought I was scared. It just felt too good to stop. Even when he was simply fingering me. My hips rocked and my thighs rubbed and I grinded over the obvious hardness of his cock covered away, making a mess. All of my witness further squelching and pouring out over him. He kept telling me that I was such a good girl. I was. I really was. I wanted to be a good girl for Daddy. I love being Daddy's good girl. I love making Daddy feel good. Desperate for Daddy's cock to just fuck me and stretch me out, use me for his pleasure. I just want to be Daddy's cum dump in his little hole to fuck. I want to make Daddy feel so good that all he has to do is push me onto the bed, bend me over and fuck me. That's all I want to do. I just want to be Daddy's fuck doll. I think you could tell how close I was getting, because I could feel myself tightening around his fingers that the head re-fucked me. He said those words, what made me come almost instantly. He said, He said, be a good girl and come for Daddy. I did. I came for Daddy. I was such a mess. But all I could really do is bring his fingers to my lips and... lick away all the tasty juices. Because I do taste really good. And he thought so too.